At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome yet again to another episode of The Dictionary. This is episode F237, and I am your host, Spencer. This is what I have chosen to do with part of my life. Just a little part of my life. A little bitty part. All right, let's read the words. The first word is fulfillment. We just added M-E-N-T to the previous word, which was at the end of the previous episode. That's how this works. It is a noun from circa 1775. Number one, the act or process of fulfilling. Maybe fulfilling the prophecy of the one who will save the world. When they are going on their journey to save the world, they're doing a fulfillment because they're fulfilling their prophecy. Number two, the act or process of delivering a product to a customer. And an example of that product would be a publication, probably. Fulfilling the delivering of the thing. It's the whole process. The person ordered it, you made it, you delivered it. You are doing a fulfillment, fulfilling your duties as someone who people buy stuff from. Fulfillment. Let's see. Now, I shall make a sound effect. I'm going to go, oh, because that will be related to our last word, full. Like, oh, my stomach is so full. I ate too much food. That has definitely happened to me sometimes. But now we are going to get into a section before the word full. We are going to talk about some words that I am not aware of at all, I think. So, the first one is fulgent. F-U-L-G-E-N-T. This is the F-U-L-G section for a little bit. Fulgent, adjective from the 15th century. It is dazzlingly bright. I missed that first L. Dazzlingly bright. Oh, there's a light in front of me that's like, it's almost fulgent. It's almost a fulgent light. I can turn it up. Let's see, which one of these? This is the dim. It's at 20. I can go all the way up to 100. Oh, it's dazzlingly bright. I don't love that. Let's take it all the way back down to 20, where it belongs. So it's not fulgent. It's just fulgent-like. Anything else? The synonym is radiant. Oh, you're giving off such a radiant glow. You're such a wonderful personality. Your aura is fulgent. Ooh, I love staring at your fulgent aura. It's so radiant. Fulgently is an adverb. So, where does this word come from? I suspect this is a word that most of you are probably not aware of, just like me. Unless, well, you know, you're probably smarter than me, so you've probably heard it. But this word is from the Latin fulgere, which means to shine, like the sun shining on a warm summer's day. Not too warm, though. It's been too hot recently. No, just nice and warm, with a cool breeze. It is also akin to the Latin flagrare, which means to burn. Again, the sun is burning, kind of, and then that makes it shine. The burning is shining. There's more at the word black for some reason. Black, okay, interesting. Doesn't seem like it's burning or shining, but who knows what's going on with black. There's the sound effect. The next word is fulgurant. I think that's how it's pronounced, fulgurant, or you can pronounce it fulgurant. So it's that the letter G is giving us either pronunciation, the G or the J. Either one you want to do is fine. Fulgurant. Fulgurant? Adjective from 1647. This is flashing like lightning. Also, the synonym brilliant. Well, that makes me want to set my light to the fulgurant mode. I gotta find, let's see, we're in here, we go, we're on campfire, and we want to go to lightning. Here's lightning. Oh, yes. Just shine it on my face. Just like that. That will be perfect and not weird or distracting at all. Oh, no, did it turn? Yeah, there it goes. Fulgurant. Flashing like lightning. My light is fulgurant. All right, that's enough. Enough of that. Oh, and it's magnetic. Oh, and I took a paperclip. We got to go back. We got to go back to regular mode. Here we go. I think we're back on regular mode. Yeah, I don't need the fulgurant. That's too much lightning flashes for now, for this early in the morning. Oh. Now we have fulguration. Fulguration or fulguration. This is a noun from 1633. Number one, the act or process of flashing like lightning. So this is the noun that light was going through fulguration. And number two, oh, this is a fun word. It is the synonym electrodesiccation. And I don't specifically remember what that means, but it's something to do with electricity, I suspect. Fulgurate, or fulgurate, that is a transitive verb. I'm gonna go fulgurate the light so it can flash like lightning. Those are the sounds of lightning. Not really. Okay, so fascinating. We do have a little bit more etymology. We have, this is from the Latin, fulguratio, which is sheet lightning. I don't know what sheet lightning is. From fulgurare, which means to flash with lightning. Also from fulgur, which is lightning. And then fulgare, which I think that was the one that we saw before, which means to shine. So, of course, the lightning. It is shining brightly. It is fulgent. The lightning is fulgent. And then It also is flashing like lightning. The lightning is flashing like lightning. So it's fulgurant and fulgurant, and it's doing some fulguration, and the sky was fulgurating. All right. Do we have more? We have more. Ooh. Next is fulgurite, R-I-T-E at the end, or fulgurite, fulgurite. Noun from 1834. This is an often tubular vitrified crust produced by the fusion of sand or rock by lightning. Oh, we brought lightning back into it, of course, because of this, because of the first part of this word. It's from the sheet lightning and the flash with the lightning, and oh, there was a flash of lightning. Let's go look at the rocks. Let's go look at the sand, see if we've got some fulgurite that we can put on our shelf and say, look, it was flashed by lightning and it burned and got crazy. It's a vitrified crust. Oh, it became a crust that was vitrified. Let's look up a picture of, let's see if we can spell it, F-U-L-G-U-R-I-T-E. And, yeah, so what happens, like, especially in the sand? Because the lightning hits it, It's not a tube. I mean, it's a line. The lightning is a line that goes down, and when it hits the sand, it creates this tube-shaped thing, this natural tube or crust of glass formed by the fusion of the silica, sand, or the rock. And so it like gets so hot, it just fuses into this tube, weird tubey shape. And yeah, there's lots of pictures of this stuff. That's cool. I wonder. Oh, maybe it even comes out of the sand when it happens. Whoa, crazy. I don't think I've ever seen this stuff in person, but I want to go to the beach one day and be like, oh my God, there's some fulgurite. We had lightning and the sand got fused. Whoa, wow, wow. Yeah, let's post a picture of some fulgurite on the social media at Dictionary Pod. All right, what's next? Oh, gotta make the face when you're full. Oh. Now we have fulgurous. F-U-L-G-U-R-O-U-S. Adjective from 1865. It is flashing with lightning. My light was fulgurous. It was also fulgent. Because it was dazzlingly bright. And oh, I guess also more likely it was fulgurant. So it seems like fulgurant and fulgurous are basically the same thing. Flashing like lightning. And this one says flashing with lightning. Oh, there's a difference. There is a difference. One of them is like lightning. So that would be my light over there. But fulgurous is flashing with lightning. Oh, so we have a fulgurous sky. When there's those big old storm clouds, the fulgurous sky made some fulgurite. Because it was flashing with lightning. Oh, now we have no more lightning words, it looks like. We have now Fulham. Fulham. F-U-L-H-A-M. Looks like Fulham. Noun from circa 1592. This is archaic, and it means a loaded die. Ooh, back in the day, a loaded die, a die that you're cheating with, it's got a little bit of weight over to one side, so when you throw it, it's more likely to land on that thing. And so yeah, they call it a Fulham. This is an alternative of the earlier word Fullan, F-U-L-L-A-N, which probably won't be in here, I'm guessing. I'm looking. Nope, it's not in here. And that is perhaps from full plus one. Full plus one. I'm sure that there was something about cheating with a die with the one. You make the one full so it lands on six. I don't know how it works. A Fulham is a loaded die. Oh. Next is fuliginous. Fuliginous. F-U-L-I-G-I-N-O-U-S. This is an adjective from 1621. Number 1A. The synonym is sooty. What's his name? Dick Van Dyke and all of his fellow chimney sweepers. They were all very fuliginous because they were so sooty after being in the chimneys. Do they go in the chimneys or do they just clean them? Feels like they go in them, but maybe not. I think they're too small. The chimneys are too small. 1B, the synonyms are obscure and murky. Ooh, like a swamp maybe would be fuliginous. Because when you go down, you can't see anything and you got to watch out for the alligators. Fuliginous. Number 2, having a dark or dusky color. Most of my shirts would then be fuliginous because they're mostly black. Fuliginously. There we go. That one is an adverb. Couldn't make the mouth do what I wanted it to do. Fuliginously. It's not a word that I am used to saying, putting those sounds together that way. The etymology for this one, fascinating word. It is from the Latin fuligo. Where's the emphasis? Fuligo or fuligo. That means soot. It is akin to the Lithuanian dulis, which means cloud or vapor, and probably to the Latin fumus, which means smoke. And there's more at the word fume. I think the Spanish word to smoke is fumar, which directly comes from this. Do we have any fumigate? When you're fumigating a house, you're putting maybe those bug bombs in there and they make a whole bunch of smoke. So yes. Yeah, so sooty, obscure, and murky. fuliginous. These are words that we don't use, we don't know about, we don't think about. If something is sooty, obscure, smoky, murky, blech, it's fuliginous. Can you remember that? No. All right, let's go on to the very last word. Oh, I'm so full. I ate too much food, maybe some fried food, and I want to go to bed now. The last word is full. First form, adjective from before the 12th century. We've got so many definitions. So, it's an adjective, so things are being described as full. I'm a full person, full of crap. Number one, containing as much or as many as is possible or normal, as in a bin full of corn. That bin contains just as much as it can possibly hold. Or more than normal, as much as normal. It's full. Your podcast feed is full of this show because there's so many episodes. 2A, complete, especially in detail, number, or duration, as in a full report. The report has all of the details we wanted in there. You, good job. You put them all in there. You get a cookie. Then I'm going to be full of cookies. Also is in, gone a full hour. I will be gone for the entire duration of an hour. I'm leaving at 8:32, and I shall be back at 9:32, or maybe 9:31 and 59 seconds. The full hour, the whole hour. One more example, my full share. Give me all of my share. What's my full share? I get 50% of that thing, so I would like 50% of that thing. What's that thing? I don't know. I just want 50% of it. Who cares? Give me my full share. 2B, lacking restraint, check, or qualification, as in full retreat, also full support. You have my full support. If you want to go make a podcast where you read the dictionary too, you have my full support. I am not going to restrain myself in supporting you. I'm not going to check my restraint. I give you all of the qualifications. Yeah. Your podcast about the dictionary is going to be very different than my podcast, so it's cool. We can support each other. 2C, having all distinguishing characteristics and also enjoying all authorized rights and privileges, as in full member. Maybe you're a member of a secret society. Secret society. You're a full member of the secret society. And you have all of the privileges of being a member of that secret society. What are those privileges? Those privileges are, well, obviously, it's the handshake. Also, full professor. You are not an assistant or associate professor. You are a full professor. So you get to get all of the privileges, all of the distinguishing characteristics there are of a professor, which I think maybe is wearing a hat. 2D, not lacking in any essential. You have all of the essentials. What are the essentials? Paper and water. You got all those essentials, so you are not lacking in them. Oh, the synonym is perfect, as in full control of your senses. Am I in full control of my senses? My senses are just going to do things that I'm not aware of. I'm not controlling what they do. I'm not a helicopter mom for my senses. Full control of my senses. But perfect. I like that. Everything is perfect. It's all just exactly how it's supposed to be, I think. So we are full. 2E1. Completely occupied by runners, as in came to bat with the bases full. We are talking about the bases in the baseball. You hit the ball, you run the bases. When there's three people on the three bases that are out there in the field, then the bases are full. And ooh, that means when you come to bat, when the bases are full, you have a chance at a grandislammy. Come on, get that grandislammy. Okay, now we have, so that was 2E1. Now we have 2E2. 2E2. This is having three balls and two strikes, as in a full count. So 2E is all about the baseball. A full count, because something's got to happen after this. Three balls, if you get one more ball, you walk. Two strikes, if you get one more strike, you are out. So whatever happens next, unless you keep on fouling it, that's the funny thing. You can keep on fouling it at that point, and you can just go on for a long time. But if you hit it, out, you get a strike, you get a ball, something's going to happen. It's a full count. The count can't take any more numbers. It's got all the numbers it can take. 3A. 3A. Being at the highest or greatest degree. The synonym is maximum, as in full speed. Full speed ahead. Go to the maximum speed. I can't give her any more. I've given her all she's got. We're going at full speed. Also is in full strength. Maximum strength. The most strength. I'm putting all my strength into this. 3B. Being at the height of development, as in full bloom. That would maybe be the flowers. They're in full bloom. My shirt has some flowers that are in full bloom. Monet's lilies on his pond, with a little bit extra something for you. Full bloom, the most bloom. The flowers have developed all the way. They're at the height of their development. 3C. Being a full moon. Also, completely illuminated. As in the example, you can see where this is going. The moon is full tonight. The moon is full tonight. That means the sun is shining straight on it from the opposite side of the earth. Let's see. Let's look up. When is the next full moon? When is the next full moon? So, let's see. No, sorry, AI. You are wrong. I'm recording this near the end of July, and this says the next full moon will be July 10th. Nope, that has passed. But we can do some math. It's about 28 days. Oh, why am I having a brain fart? Yeah, I think it's 28 days, give or take. So that would be another day. Let's just do, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, August 7th, I think. And this episode airs after that. So when's the next full moon for you? If you are listening to this, watching this when it comes out, I just want the chart. Here's the chart. So August 9th technically would be the next full moon for me, but for you, it would be September 7th. That is the next full moon after this episode airs. It's called the Corn Moon for some reason. All of these have a name, which I think is silly. September 7th, that is going to be the next full moon for the people here on Earth, not the people on other planets. All right. Ooh, I love a full moon. Maybe we can do some drumming on the 7th. Okay. What's next? No more moon talk, maybe. Number 4. Rounded in outline, as in a full figure. Are we talking about a drawing or a person? Their figure is full, so their outline is rounded. I guess maybe like the hips or something. If they are rounded, they are full. That's what we say. They've got a full figure. Number 5A, possessing or containing a great number or amount. This is used with the word of, as in a room full of pictures, also full of hope. So, possessing or containing a great number or amount. That room is containing a great number of pictures. So it is full of pictures. Maybe, you know, there's those like palaces in Europe and they just have picture, picture, picture. Why? So many paintings in frames on the wall. They go from the floor all the way to the ceiling. Maybe they even got more on the ceiling. That room is full of pictures. It can't take any more pictures. Full of hope. I have the most amount of hope I can possibly have. Sometimes that gets hard. Sometimes I have it. Sometimes I'm full of hope. Sometimes I'm like, I'm just half full of hope. 5B is next. Having an abundance of material, especially in the form of gathered, pleated, or flared parts, as in a full skirt. That skirt has an abundance of material. There's so much material on that skirt. You got so much material. You have to put it into the form of gathering it, pleating it, or flaring it. Because, oh, we gave that skirt too much material. That was an accident. It's so full of material. It's a full skirt. So we gotta do something with all this material. We can't cut it off. We can't make a new one. We gotta do something with it. Do something with all that material. 5C, rich in experience, as in a full life. That's what we all want. When we die, we just want to have had a full life. So far, so good. It's not always the case for everybody. They don't necessarily feel like they have a full life. What can we do? Can you, if you can help them, give them some help. Okay, very good. I would like to think that I am leading a full life. I don't know if I can fill any more stuff with it. So yeah, it's pretty full. It's pretty full. Full of projects and sometimes people and definitely movies. Maybe I could fill in some more movies. Maybe I could do that. 6A, satisfied especially with food or drink. Satisfied? I mean, yeah, okay, you're full. But when I think I'm full, I almost think it's like just a little past satisfied. Like, yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm pleasantly full. I am accurately full. I am properly full. There's another term that I can't think of. But, oh, sometimes I'm over full with food or drink. 6B, large enough to satisfy. Large enough to satisfy, as in a full meal. That meal is large enough to satisfy my hunger, and then I will be full of food or drink. As I am getting older, and I don't know if this is age or my eating habits or my maybe sometimes lack of exercise habits, maybe just not as much as I should be doing, but I feel like a full meal for me is smaller than it used to be. Oh, I remember in high school. Granted, you know, like the body slows down, so that's why you got to keep it going. You got to keep on moving. Otherwise, it's just gonna fall apart. So let's just do some walking in place while we're talking about this. Get those calories burning. Get those things moving. But back in the day, in high school, I would eat a whole, like, triple burger and fries, and I was fine. But now, I'm like, I need to, you know, when the food comes in the restaurant, I'm like, I gotta cut that stuff in half, because I can't take so much of it. Doesn't feel so good when you get too full. Too full. All right, what's next? What do we got? We got number 7. This is archaic. It is completely weary. I am full. I am a full person because I'm completely weary. I'm so tired. I want to go to bed. But that's archaic, so you can't say it. Number 8. Having both parents in common, as in full sisters. Ah, yes, because sometimes two people will get together and they'll have some kids. And then maybe sometimes one of those people before or later will have a child with somebody else. And then so those kids with the other kids, they're half siblings because they only share one parent. Half of their genes are similar. But when you share both parents, you are full siblings, full whatever you want to be called. My sister and I, we are full siblings because we share the same parents. It seems like there's pretty good evidence that we share parents. Number 9, having volume or depth of sound, as in full tones. Oh, do I have all the volume and the depth of sounds? Are these full tones? Just fun to make sounds. Number 10, completely occupied, especially with a thought or plan. As in, we got to do a page flip here. full of his own concerns. He was completely occupied with his thoughts, his plans, his concerns. What's he gonna eat for food? Because he's not full yet. He wants to eat food, so he's thinking about it. He's full of his own concerns. He's concerned with food right now. I'm always concerned with food. Even when I'm full, I'm concerned with food. Where's my next meal coming from? I don't know. All right, number 11. Possessing a rich or pronounced quality, as in a food of full flavor. I thought it said a food full of flavor, which is basically the same thing. A food of full flavor, because it's rich and it's pronounced. Maybe sometimes wine is described as having a full flavor, a full quality. I like a lot of flavor, so I need that food with full flavor. That full flavor food, please. There is a phrase, full of it. This means not to be believed. You're full of it. I don't believe you. This, you're telling a tall tale because you're full of something. Full of something telling me these lies. Well, we did all the definitions, but now we have to do the synonyms. Oh, yes, you're so excited. We got some synonyms for full. Full, complete, plenary. Plenary and replete mean containing all that is wanted or needed or possible. Wanted or needed or possible. Full implies the presence or inclusion of everything that is wanted or required by something or that can be held, contained, or attained by it, as in a full schedule. I can't put any more classes or work, jobs, things in my full schedule. It's packed to the brim. I am maybe overflowing. Maybe I am double booked with an overfull schedule. Complete applies when all... Let's try that again. Complete applies when all that is needed is present, as in a complete picture of the situation. So you are using the word complete because you have everything that you need. We have a complete picture. We now understand all of the bits and pieces of the scenario that you were telling us about. So now we have everything that we need. It's all present and accounted for. It's complete. Plenary, P-L-E-N-A-R-Y, it adds to complete the implication of fullness without qualification, as in given plenary power. Now, qualification, this is the second time we've seen it in this episode, and I think it means more like, how to describe this one? The implication of fullness without qualification. You're not qualifying it. You're not trying to think of another way to word this. You're not saying it's one thing or the other. Oh boy, I feel like I need to. My brain can't do it right now. There's just a way to describe it that I can't think of right now because my brain is full. I've been reading the dictionary for over 6 years, so my brain is full of stuff and they can't access any of it. So, given plenary power, you've been given the power to do whatever you gotta do. The last synonym is replete. It implies being filled to the brim or to satiety, like I'm satiated, as in replete with delightful details. Oh, when you are telling a story, maybe it should be replete with delightful details. Ooh, tell us some of those details that are delightful, that make us enjoy the story so much more. Oh, the sun was shining. It was refulgent or something. And that's just one of the delightful details that my story is replete with. All right. Now, it is time to pick a word of the episode. We had so much fun talking about all these words and also scratching our nose. Yeah. So today we had fulfillment, fulgent, fulgurant, fulguration, fulgurite, fulgurous, fulum, fuliginous, and full. Wow, there were some fun words in here. We had stuff all about lightning, flashing like lightning, and we had being full, and of course more full, and we had smoky and sooty and obscuring. Ooh, obscuring. So which one are we going to pick? I think maybe just because I like the sound of it, and it's a word that I was not aware of, like a bunch of these. But, you know, in certain contexts, if I remember it, I could maybe use it. It will be the word fuliginous. F-U-L-I-G-I-N-O-U-S. Fuliginous. Fuliginous. I can't see anything because it's fuliginous. That's it. That's fine. We can do simple, simple little ditties. Well, we have done the word of the episode, and typically I now tell you about a movie, but I don't have another movie to tell you about because I ran out of movies. Oh no, the movies are gone. I'm not full of movies anymore. We went to a concert last night. We saw a couple of bands play. One of them was a cover band of Morphine, one of my favorite bands of all time, and they are called the Honey Whites, or maybe it's just Honey Whites. Is it the Honey Whites or Honey Whites? I don't know. I think it's Honey Whites. They're great, and Morphine is great, and you should check them out. And that's what I got to tell you today. That's it. Okay, bye-bye. This has been Spencer dispensing information.